Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Becky.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Excellent.
Awesome. I got your headlines here. If you pick out the real one, you are going to Coney Island.
Awesome. That sounds good.
All right. So which one is it? Is it A Canadian bank robber follows social distancing rules and politely waits in line. Is it B, woman wearing 7 masks and rubber gloves caught stealing Lysol? And C, carjacker wearing Sesame Street mask caught at Walmart shopping for cheese balls?
I'm going to say C.
Nope. Darn it. Today it's the polite bank robber.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those Canadians, they take the pandemic as well as politeness apparently very seriously. A 58-year-old guy named Davis Morris robbed a bank in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada on Friday morning, but he did it in the most Canadian way possible. He politely and patiently waited in the line outside the bank that was set up for social distancing. And then when it was finally his turn, he went inside, slipped the teller a note demanding money, got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Cops, of course, tracked him down and arrested him later that day. But very polite, this bank robber.
Got to give him that.
I'm Italian. I grew up with an Italian father. Sicilian immigrant, right? Been working since I've been 8 years old. Right? Just watching cartoons on a Saturday morning. My father walked in the living room. He's like, hey, go start a business. Now? Father, he never bought us anything growing up. I come from a middle-class family. But my father told me and my sister who had what we wanted in the neighborhood, right? They're like, Dad, could we get a dog? Dog. 2 houses down. They got a dog. You feel like petting something? You walk 2 houses down and hope to God the dog's outside.
Sebastian Maniscalco, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Snow days. Could the pandemic bring snow days to an end forever? And at what age are you officially old? It is Tuesday, the 11th of August of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, this is the type of list that makes you want to go swim with sharks and bungee jump naked, because 80% of people in a new poll say they're creatures of habit, and we do a lot of the same things over and over again each day. So here are the top 10 daily activities we do exactly the same. We sleep on the same side of the bed.
Yep.
And I notice that even when we travel, I always say, what side of the bed do you want? Oh, I don't care. We always end up on the exact same side as we do when we're home, though.
Are you always closest to the door?
Not necessarily,
no.
You're supposed to be.
I'm supposed
to
die first.
You are supposed to. That's
supposed
right.
to be, because, yeah, you are the protector.
Correct.
And you, so if something or someone were to come in and threaten you, you're supposed to be the first line of defense.
The alpha male.
That's right.
Sitting in the exact same spot on the sofa.
I'm guilty of both of these. And I don't really live with anybody else.
It's true. You have your choice of all the chairs, and you still
I
go to the
sit
same
wherever
room.
I want.
Yeah, I'm the same way. When I lived in my house alone, I slept in the same or sat in the same spot.
I rotate
every day.
Do you rotate? Yeah, I don't sit in the same spot.
I don't either. I often think it's because no one else is sitting in those spots, and I like to have the same wear on the furniture.
You're trying to keep it all even. Wow.
I am.
So Kristen has a big chair that she sits in the family room, and it's directly opposite the television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's kind of like her Archie Bunker chair. I think of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a side chair that's smaller, and it's very comfortable, and I sit in it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she's not there, she's like, do you want to sit in my chair? I'm good, actually. I like this chair.
Uh-huh.
I never sit in the big chair.
Why? That's bizarre. Yeah.
Because the one I'm in, even though it's a little off to the side and it's smaller, to me, that's the most comfortable spot in the room.
We have one of those chair and a half that I got at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, and I love it. Like, it's just big enough to hold your whole body. So yeah. If I have my choice, that's where I'm going every time. But, yeah. But it's usually somebody's already there because it's
a good
the
spot.
Most it's comfortable the place in the house.
Yeah.
Have the same bedtime routine. Yep. Style your hair the same way. Yep. Wear the same outfits over and over again. Yep. Shop the same stores. That's me. Always use the same brand of toilet paper. Quilted Northern.
If it's doable, Charmin.
Same. We're Charmin.
No, softer. We go back and forth between super soft and super strong.
No idea. Whatever's on sale.
I was like that until I moved in with Scott, and then he was like Charmin. Like, and I would even because I like.
Is that because it's a P&G thing, or probably, is it because you genuinely like Charmin?
But I like the lesser, not quite as thick kind. I don't know why. I think because it was less expensive, and that's what I just always had.
Is it sometimes it can be too thick? You don't want it too thick.
It's like a quilt.
Yeah, but then you don't want it dusty either.
Yeah, you don't want to leave in the residue.
Right.
No one likes pieces.
That's right.
Especially those bears in
those
their
bears in the Charmin commercial.
Enjoy the go. Eat the same breakfast. Yeah, I'm very happy to eat the same breakfast and dinner every day. I could have the same thing every day.
Oh, I could not.
Be happy.
I'm out.
Buy the same foods at the grocery store, pretty much. Eat dinner at a specific time. Yeah. I'm probably one of the most routine people you'll ever meet.
Well, you know, they say that's really good to have that kind of routine and to have those things kind of set for you in life, because there's only so many decisions you can make in a day.
That's why I wear
and
the same clothes every day.
Exactly. If you're wasting if you're spending all of your decision-making time trying to figure out what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to shop, what you're going to buy, then that closes you off to so many other opportunities to make interesting decisions in your life.
It's a really cool spin, Jen.
Better decisions.
It's true, though. True. It's absolutely true. I mean, there have been people that there have been books written. I can't think of any authors off the top of my head, but we'll talk about, listen, I wear the exact same outfit every day. I wear a white blouse and black pants to work.
When I went
every
to Catholic
day.
School for high school, and I had to wear the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. It was my dream come true.
Yeah. It made it easier, didn't it?
No choices. Everyone wears the same crap.
Reduced stress.
Yep.
Now, on the flip side, I love to try new restaurants. I love to try new dishes. I love to travel to places I've never been before. I relish the idea of getting lost. Because it's not even so much, you know, you've heard the old saying, it's not about the destination, it's all about the journey. For me, it really, the most enjoyable part of it is the journey.
But when you get there, you're going to go to bed at the same time and the same location on the bed.
Yep.
With your same clothes.
Yes. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. We human creatures that we are.
We're weird.
We are weird. And one of the things I used to get so excited about as a kid, even though it was a break in routine, were snow days. Because it was kind of spontaneous.
Tell us the schedule of TV you would watch, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Leave It to Beaver was on at 7 o'clock.
Is that what you would do? Would you spend snow days in front of the TV?
Oh, well, we would go outside. You know, we'd try to make some money. Like, we'd build a snowman, or we'd try to make some money shoveling driveways. It was $5 a driveway. And they were short driveways because everybody lived in a ranch, like a three-bedroom ranch. So all the driveways were about the same distance, same size. It was easy to knock out 10 of them.
Yeah. Dude, we loved it because it was our dad would take us sled riding at DeVue Park, and we loved it. We were like, snow day! And he would legit take us up there, and we would sled and get hot cocoa. Like, it was the stereotypical, like, family snow day that you would see on television, because we went to Covington Independent Schools and we never had snow days because it was like a city school, and we had the tank bus was like our yellow bus service for the majority of the district. So it was like, if the tank bus was running, you were going to school, it didn't matter. And every now and then when you had the snow day, it had to be like a big
make
deal.
It big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in snow day center. I mean, I lived in the dream location for a snow day, and we had a lot of them because we were like Boone County. Oh, yeah. You know, the first place to shut down because they're just because the buses couldn't.
They can't do the rural
get to
roads.
You. They yeah. can't get to the rural roads.
That's great.
But yeah, my house that I grew up in had a hill down to a big lake on one side and the other side, a golf course. And we had 2 3-wheelers. My best friend lived a half a mile away. So I would get up and I'd hop on 1 3-wheeler, go pick her up, bring her back, get the other 3-wheeler. And then we'd go pick up Shelley Maynard and the three of us. Would hit the golf course and the lakes with 3-wheelers and a tow rope attached with a tube on the end behind one of them. Hmm. So two of us are driving the 3-wheelers and somebody's on.
Oh, that sounds fun.
On the tube, and we're hitting the golf course and we're hitting the lakes. And I mean, it was.
You probably never had snow days in Detroit, did you? You were probably like Covington. Like
my school didn't shut down. They didn't even consider it unless there were 6 inches.
The same in Boston.
Oh, wow.
6 inches was the mark.
And then it was, oh, well, what do we do now? Do we call it or do we?
Yeah, even then it wasn't definite.
Yeah.
But there still were some, like when there was big blizzards and stuff.
Part of the excitement of the snow day, though, was the anticipation of turning on the radio and listening for your town, for your school system.
See if your school was shut down, yeah.
You know, I mean, any kid that grew up in Cincinnati.
Who was your Jim Scott up there, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Gary LaPierre on WBZ in Boston, and we'd listen to him go through the school cans. You know, and sometimes, like, on because in Boston, much like Detroit, it had to be at least 6 inches, so if they were shutting school down, it was like a blizzard that was coming.
Yeah.
So those school lists were long. And we would get so excited. How are we going to spend the day today?
What would you do if you were stuck in one place?
I would go outside and play.
Snow day!
Yeah, well, snow days may be a thing of the past.
That is a bummer.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.